Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
With Virgin Mobile. Freedom is calling to brighten up your winter mornings. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
It's that time of the year when thousands of Leave and Cert students are trying to decide exactly how they want to spend the next 3 or 4 years. Because at the end of this month, they will have to have the CAO form filled out and sent in. Now, making sure you'll enjoy the course is very important, but you should probably give a thought and consider employability as well. So Shauna Dunlop sits on the board of the Expert Group on Future Skills Needs, and she joins me now. Shauna, how's it going?
It's going great, Jen. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Now, that's a mouthful, Shauna. But what is the Expert Group on Future Skills Needs?
Well, Jen, the expert group, I suppose, is a key part of the work that I would be involved in Sullis, which is Further Education and Training Authority in Ireland. And what we do is we come together as an independent, sort of group in to look at, like, what are the kind of areas we need to look at for the future economic and skills issues for Ireland. So some of the things we're looking at the moment are sort of in the green skills sustainability space. So skills that are needed for low carbon. We're also looking at artificial intelligence. And we've also looked at the built environment in the future. So that would be kind of part of the work that I would do in Sullis in terms of, you know, supporting, like, what skills are needed, you know, right across the country, and also very much in the space of the further education and training system.
Is it difficult to predict which industries will be good for employment in 3 or 4 years' time?
I mean, I think probably that to a degree there's always, you know, the unknowns. And of course, we've come to know that more than ever, you know, with the last couple of years that we've had. But there are certain, there are certain industries and there's certain things that we always take account of in the environment. So in Sullis, in our, you know, in our National Skills Labour Market Research Unit, we would look at the National Skills Bulletin every year. So that looks at about 100 different occupations, and we kind of drill down into that to see, like, you know, what areas are growing or where potentially there might be skill shortages. So at the moment, obviously, we know the healthcare system is an area that's, you know, that we need to keep on, you know, supporting, because that has been an area that has grown. We know that the likes of the transport and logistics sector, we know there are potential, you know, skill shortages there. And we also know about that green skills engineering construction space as well. So there are certain things that we know and are probably more obvious. But then there are other areas, I suppose, that we look into, you know, in more detail. So as we always known, and people are thinking, of course, as you say, about their, you know, their CAO options at the moment, people might be thinking, and always have been, about ICT and, you know, different opportunities in technology and all of that. But the digital transformation that we've seen in the last couple of years as a result of the pandemic has probably led to, you know, bigger interest in areas like that. And, like, what's been really fantastic, and certainly for our sector in further education and training, is when the CAO was actually launched back there in November, for the first time ever, we had this amazing kind of opportunity for everyone who's looking at those options at the moment now to see everything that's available there at third level. So everything for higher education, further education and training, and also information about apprenticeships.
Okay. So for students filling out the CAO, it's the 1st of February, I think it is, 5 p.m. is the normal closing date for the applications. What industry should they be looking at for the wedge, for the cash, for the moolah? Tell us.
Well, and this is...
Don't tell me the health sector, because we know that's not true.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of industries, I suppose, that we know for sure, like, where some of the, you know, and people are looking at the salaries and what they can expect to earn. And some of those key areas are probably in the space of engineering, construction. We know that there are, you know, there's big opportunities as well in the likes of apprenticeship. So it's important to remember as well that apprenticeship, once you start an apprenticeship in Ireland in one of the 62 national programs available, you're employed from day one.
Yeah.
And the likes of an electrician or a plumber or, you know, a lot of the, even the ICT apprenticeships that are available now, you know, there's real potential there for that salary part, you know, in the future. I mean, we have a site now and, you know, again, young people can look at this and this is FET.ie. And there's one story there of a young lady called Dawn, and she actually started a post-leaving certificate course in computer systems. With her local further education and training centre, and then went on to an apprenticeship in National Networks. So there's loads of different industries there. We see loads of potential as well, obviously, in the construction side as well. But like, if you know, if anyone is kind of clicking through that cao.ie options part now at the moment, and they're looking at the further education and training system options, like there's over about 700 courses available there.
Do you have influencer on there? I'm sure a lot of young ones and young fellows would be wanting to tick the box of influencer in this day and age.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think there, I mean, certainly in the social media side, there are lots of different, you know, sort of courses there. Mm. So, I don't know. I mean, that's maybe one to look for the future, Jen, isn't it?
I ask you, you mentioned about apprenticeships and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Do you have a lack of uptake from, let's say, girls going for these kind of roles in like tech and engineering? And should is that something that parents should really sit down with their daughters, whatever, and have a conversation about it?
Yes, I mean, I think absolutely, like the more conversations that happen, particularly about areas like apprenticeship and all those different opportunities available, you know, across all those occupations, like they should really happen earlier. I mean, in the more sort of traditional apprenticeships that we would all know, the likes of the electrical, the plumbing, the motor, we have had females underrepresented, you know, but as a lot of these new programs have developed over the last few years, the likes of IT and chefing, and like we even have a level 10 apprenticeship, you know, right up at the top level of qualifications now. So we have seen a big increase in the number of females coming through, and there's about 23,000 people on an apprenticeship at the moment in the country. And it seems small, but it was kind of big. It was really big for us when we hit kind of the 1,000 mark of females being in apprenticeship programs, you know, just recently there. So it is growing and the interest is growing. But I think the fact that we got all of the information on apprenticeship on the CAO system at the moment is a really good starting point for people. And if you click right through to that, you'll see that there are over 70, like there are 70 apprenticeship jobs currently available to be advertised, you know, that are there that people can have a look at and see what occupations they can go into.
What if a student is thinking that college just isn't for them?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, a lot of people come to that decision and for whatever reason. And I think that's why we would really encourage, you know, anyone who's, you know, at that stage at the moment to look at, you know, our what's available in further education and training as well. And like the point that you started on, Jen, about the employability part as well is really, really important for lots of young people. And we know that. And the post-leaving certificate course that young people can do, you know, in the main, they generally last for a year. And what's brilliant is we have really fantastic outcomes for the graduates of post-leaving certificate courses. So we did a study there just recently, and we find that after 1 year, and bear in mind, a lot of these courses just last for 1 year. After 1 year, 64% of the graduates were in employment. 27% of them had went on to higher education. So maybe they had thought, well, maybe college wasn't for them at that stage, but by kind of dipping their toe in the water and getting their qualification, they then moved on. And a brilliant one, and I think this is great for employability as well, is that 16% of our sort of PLC graduates after 1 year were not only in employment, but they were also in higher education. So that's something to look at, and also the apprenticeship options as well. And on our apprenticeship.ie website, we have a phone number there as well. If anyone wants to speak to a career guidance counsellor.
That's important because I feel, you know, it's very difficult for a 15, 16, 17 year old to figure out what they want to do for the next 3 or 4 years. And sometimes parents can pitch what they think is right for the kid. So I think if you are a parent, to do the right thing is go see a career guidance counsellor if your kid or if your son or daughter is confused or doesn't know what they want to do. But if you're a student, what kind of questions should you be asking yourself before you fill out that CAO?
Well, I mean, I certainly think that one question, you know, and I've gone through this with my own daughter, you know, he's 20 and my youngest, he's 10, he's starting to think about this day. You know, what do you love to do? You know, where's your passion? And I think that that's one of the key things, because no matter what you're studying, and it could be now that you started or it could be something you come back to later, but if you kind of follow what you love to do, I mean, you're probably not going to go too far wrong. I think certainly as well, looking at, you know, as we kind of started out, like, where are the jobs in the future? You know, where are the opportunities? Where do we see skill shortages? And, you know, maybe thinking about what those sectors look like. So we have, we've also got this new Smart Choices kind of platform that gives people, you know, at least some of the questions you might ask, well, do I want to go into engineering? Do I want to go into arts and humanities? So you can actually go onto the Smart Choices platform and you can have a look at those occupational areas. So how many people work in arts and humanities? What is their gender breakdown? You know, what are the kind of areas and jobs that you might, you know, move into in the future. So, you know, thinking about the occupational areas, thinking about what you love and
what's your passion. And it's good now that there's, I mean, I just threw myself into a secretarial course after I finished school because I hadn't a clue what to do. It's great that now there's so much help for kids out there to help them navigate, you know, that form and what they want to do in the future. Smartchoices.ie, is that where they can go? Yeah. Shauna, thank you so much for coming on and speaking with us this morning. Just really informative and really good. So thank you so much for that, and I'll chat to you soon. There we go. That was Shauna Dunlop, Director of Strategy, Research and Evaluation with Solace. And if you want to jump on to smartchoices.ie, that will help you and your kid navigate how to fill out that CAO and avoid that secretarial course that is completely useless.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.